Aircheckdownloads.com.
105.4 Century FM. Haven't heard that for weeks. I love it. Nelly Furtado. Hung like a bird. I want to fly away. It's 10 to 7. If you want to call us or email us this morning, please do, because Narinda's coming on the show later from Big Brother. The ultimate bitch, I think it's fair to say. But good value for money.
Absolutely.
The British public clearly don't understand how to make a television program if they voted Narinda out of the house. We'll be talking to her about 8:10, hopefully, fingers crossed. If you've got a question for Narinda, 08700 40 1054. Also, very excited to tell you about the big announcement coming up at 7:30 this morning. Oh, it's so exciting. It's going to make you so wound up until you hear the whole story, okay? When I start to tell you at 7:30 what I'm going to tell you, you'll go,
God.
And then when you hear the end of it, you go, hey, he's all right, that horn. He's cool. Right, let's try and do one of our unbroadcastable jokes. If you've never heard this before, this is where we tell you a really rude joke that's so near the knuckle. You just can't tell the rude bit on the radio. And then when it gets the rude bit, we just take you off, just do a little bit of silence, and then we put them back on when they've got the punchline. And if you want to guess the punchline, or if you missed the punchline, you have to know it because everyone in the office is talking about it, just email me later and we will send it on to you. It is rude, though. Okay. 9 to 7. Hello. Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Indeed, is that you?
It is me, yes. How are you?
All right, how are you?
Not too bad. You have a good holiday?
Yeah. You?
Good. Yeah, well, I've not been on already. I was working.
No, but a good holiday from me.
Okay. I've got a joke that you might like to hear, Tony.
Oh, okay. I've got one for you. Go on.
Go on, then. Right. Paddy's sitting on a building site, and he's sitting around having a break, and his mate pulls a flask out, and Paddy says, what's that? He said, oh, they're fantastic, these things, Paddy. He says, it's a flask. He says, if you put anything red hot in them, stay red hot for 24 hours. If you put anything freezing cold in them, stay freezing cold for 24 hours. He says, oh, I have to get myself one then. So the next morning, all sat on in the break, Paddy gets his flask out. His mate says, oh, you got yourself a flask then, Paddy? He says, aye. He says, what you got in it? He said, chicken soup and 4 chuck ices.
All right, 3 dwarfs met in a pub. The first one said, I must have the smallest hands in the world, looking at these hands. The second, looking down at his feet, I must have the smallest feet in the world. And the third looks down at his trousers and says, I must have the smallest old fella in the world. So the barman says, why don't you get yourselves down to the Guinness Book of Records? So off they toddle off to see old Norris. And the first one comes out and says, yes, 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 I'm famous. I've got the smallest hands in the world. The second one comes out smiling and says, I'm famous too. I've got the smallest feet in the world. And the third one comes out slowly looking all glum and says...
Excellent.
Thank you and good night.
Alright, keep it up, mate.
See ya.
Right.
Tell your friends.
I will. Ah. See ya.
Almost bordering on auditions for the Little and Large Christmas show there, I think. Wonderful. We'll do the unbroadcastable joke a bit later. Remember, if you ever hear another radio station doing unbroadcastable jokes, they stole the idea, okay? Exclusive to the home of music, fun and football, 105.4 Century FM. Here's Madonna, music. 105.4 Century FM. This is Tony Horn in the morning featuring Mike, the Voice Maguire, Andrew Bailey and Standin' Joe on the treble this week. And we've got a new boss today as well who's called Andy. All complaints to him, please. Another new boss, another new swastika. That's the way it works. Wheel them in, wheel them out, we
keeping
don't care.
The Northwest moving, Century traffic and travel. With BT Cellnet, buy a Big Brother voucher and be the first with the gossip.
105.4 Century FM. Here's Standin' Joe with the travel then.
Good morning. Hold-ups are expected on the A56 Chester Road, 08725204. I am Joe, and that was Century Travel with BT Cellnet for exclusive gossip, ringtones, and icons with our Big Brother voucher.
You've got to have a catchphrase, and I am Joe is certainly the first catchphrase of the morning.
Fantastic.
In the next 10 minutes, the Stereophonics with that great song, Have a Nice Day. Such a good song for the beautiful day that we are going to have. Plus the Verve, Mark Lawrenson at Wimbledon, and some disturbances in Burnley overnight. Bailey has the details in seconds.
Jez's Confessions, tonight from 8. is where news and sport matter. This is 105.4 Century FM.
Century FM News at 7. The headlines: riot police take to the streets in Burnley after a second night of racial violence. Although there might be a few thundery showers this afternoon. Highs of 26 Celsius. That's 79 degrees Fahrenheit. I'll update you here on the home of Century Sports Time, 105.4 Century FM, in 30 minutes.
Tony Horn in the morning, back on the air here. Show 138 today. Coming up this morning, Narinda from the Big Brother Hoose. Fingers crossed, 8:10. Big announcement about 7:30 and the famous today for £10,000 plus, of course. Lauro is at Wimbledon.
Really?
Our correspondent will be there watching the ball boys. And there are some rules for Wimbledon that I think as we head into the 3 weeks of tennis we should get clear right now. For example, there must by law be a streaker on the centre court at some point. Mm. It's obligatory, isn't it? When you see the royal box, when the camera crew put the camera on the royal box, you must shout at it, "Freebies, you don't know anything about tennis." You must, if you are playing at Wimbledon, do a comedy routine at some point with the ball boys, normally involving smacking the ball at them by accident, just to keep the producers of the BBC end of series montage happy, because they always do.
Can we expect Cliff there this year?
Yeah. I hope not.
Mm. In white shoes and matching trousers.
Oh, I'm feeling ill. You must... when it rains, be prepared for the rerun of the McEnroe board game again.
Hello?
Uh-huh. The BBC, by law, have to, it's in the Broadcasting Act, this, show a view of a queue at some time.
Mm. And people eating strawberries,
I knew you'd say that. Because we're all British, we have to refer to it as the greatest tennis tournament on earth, even though people outside the British Isles just think of it as, you know, Queen Old Britain and Queen Old Wimbledon. You remember as well, they only show the mixed doubles at about 8 o'clock when there's no other coverage left.
That's very true.
It's true. And as Bailey said, thunderstorms, first day of Wimbledon, it will rain this afternoon. And there's one other thing as well that's worth remembering. Greg Ruzetsky is British, despite his lack of native twang. Okay. Worth bearing in mind when Sue Barker says on day 3, only 2 Brits are left.
Oh, ye of little faith.
We're going live to Wimbledon in just a moment. It's 7:08, this is 105.4 Century FM. This is an awesome song for the weather. Stereophonics, have a nice day. 105.4 Century FM, the radio station for the no-repeat workday, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. We don't repeat the songs, just the gags. The Stereophonics. And have a nice day. We've got the Verve coming up. It's 11 minutes past 7. In just a moment, win 10 grand on the famous 5.
Tony Horn.
How about that, eh? 10 grand. And a big announcement at 7:30. Let's talk about Wimbledon. Let's get the Wimbledon music on that you've come to associate with Wimbledon over the years.
Strolling round the common.
Indeed. All together now. Underground. Oh.
3, 4.
Underground, overground, wumbling free. The wombles of Wimbledon.
Do you know, I don't know why they don't release this every year like Noddy does with his blimmin' awful Christmas record. Do you know what as well? Mike Batt, who wrote this, I know I've said this before, my grandmother used to be his cleaner. How about that?
Claim to fame.
That's better.
Just cheers you up hearing the Wimbledon music on, doesn't it? Let's just talk Wimbledon nostalgia here, Wimbledon era. What was your era of Wimbledon, Bailey? If I said to you, who was winning the men's doubles, men's singles at the time you were growing up, what would it have been?
Oh, it'd have to be like McEnroe. That would be...
Really?
Yeah.
So I remember more the Beckett
era. The ball was in!
Yeah, you cannot be serious. Ivan Lendl never won it.
Yeah.
Mats Wilander, Yannick Noah, and the Frenchman Henri Lecomte. Correct me on my pronunciation.
Unfortunate surname.
And Martina Navratilova as well, completing the list there of the men's singles. We've got our correspondent, Lauro, who is, I think he's actually... Are you in or out at the moment, Lauro?
Well, I'm always in, mate.
Standing by the centre court.
New balls.
Well, apparently they're already knocking up there this morning, aren't they, I think? We might be able to hear some action, possibly.
You know what, though?
What's that?
We've just been talking, me and my friends here, and I think, do you think Greg Rogeski looks like a horse?
Careful, the horse may sue. The horse
ride
may
him,
sue.
Ride him, Loro.
So, you're all set anyway, because you've had a busy week. We had you in the Big Brother house. We had you on the Survivor Island.
I do miss Brian.
Do you?
Yeah. Look, listen.
Yes, I'm listening. Bye. Yes.
You missed me at Royal Ascot, you know.
You were at Royal Ascot as well?
Yeah. With my hat. I had a picture of Brian, the Big Brother, hanging out of my top hat. Did you see me?
Oh, no. But it's difficult to tell amongst all those stupid hats they have there, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, they wouldn't let me into the Royal Box, you know.
Didn't they? Didn't?
They turned me away when I said, I'm here to see the Queen.
Oh, really? Any tips for Wimbledon, anyway?
No, I'm not finished yet.
Oh,
no.
There's more, I say.
I entered a horse, you know.
Did you? Are you okay?
Yeah, a little
How's
bit
the horse? You're a little bit what, sorry?
Little bit of cream on the end does the trick.
All right, I'm with you. Yes.
Oh, Loro.
Oh,
anyway, Nelson, yes.
I'm looking back at Wimbledon.
Are you?
Do you remember Rod Laver?
Oh.
Eh? Don't even know who he is. Honest, every day I'm going to look back at Wimbledon.
Loro's amazing Wimbledon stats and facts. Well,
right.
You could join the BBC commentary team.
Everyone knows what happened at Centre Court when it rained on July the 3rd, 1996.
What happened?
Cliff Richard sang for the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Just,
well, I tell you what, he came up with the members of the names, you know, of the backing group.
What do you mean?
He called them the Supremes. There was Martin and Navratilova, Virginia Wade, Pam Shriver, and is it Gigi Fernandez?
I don't know. I'm moving on at this point, I think.
Look out for me on the common.
You're going to be on
your little tennis shorts.
You're going to be on Wimbledon Common, are you, later?
Yeah, underground, overground, the wombles of Wimbledon Common, are we? Making use of things that we find, things that every gay folk leave in there behind.
I've got your pardon. Laura, I don't think you quite understand the old children's tale there. It's 7:16. We'll come back to you later. Laura live at Wimbledon with some amazing stats and facts. Brilliantly catchy, I'm sure you'll agree. And this is 105.4 Century FM, the home of music, fun and football. Here's The Verve and Bittersweet Symphony. Aircheckdownloads.com.